is Daoud Abdel, director of the Middle East Monitoring London. It's a very important role. Turkey, in my view, is an integral part of the region geographically, historically, and culturally. Many have sought to marginalize Turkey for political reasons, obviously, because Turkey is an emerging democracy. It is well on the way to becoming a fully developed country, and being democratic and powerful economically makes it an important player in the region, a player that can exert influence. There are powers, others in the region, that are not democratic, which would not like to see, you know, Turkey play such a role in the region. Therefore, I think the convening of the conference in Turkey, given its own experience in reversing, you see, autocratic rule, military rule, and ensuring that people's democracy, their right to freedom of expression and so on, I think it is very important. Democratically, certainly, yes. Turkey has an Islamic tradition. It is, in the main part, it is a Muslim country, but it is secular. It is modern. It is economically developed. It has, you know, the free transition of power, of government, regular elections. That is what is required in the 21st century. Well, there is, you know, there is the organization of the Islamic Conference. It has to be empowered. It has to be given some teeth, as it were, to champion the rights of the oppressed, the people who are marginalized in society, who are denied their rights. There's no point, you know, reinventing the wheel. These organizations exist. You have the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, you have the Gulf Cooperation Council, you have the Arab League, you have the Non-Aligned Movement. What more do we want? They are already there. What we need to do is to empower them, to ensure that, you know, that to make them open to change, to do inward, you know, critique of their mode of operation. And Turkey is one of the countries championing the cause for a change of the Security Council to make it more democratic, not that five countries only have a veto. Such initiatives have to be supported, you know, by the Islamic countries, you know, the Arab League, by the Organization of Islamic Countries. And I'm sure, you know, in 10 years' time, another generation will say, thank you very much, Turkey. Thank you, Islamic countries. You've made the world a more democratic world.